Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Let's talk about the power of expectation and how your expectations are literally controlling your destiny, sometimes also controlling your happiness. You know, it became very popular to say, you know, just don't have any expectations. Just go with the flow. You know, because if you have any expectations in life, you could get hurt. You could feel disappointed. You could experience that emotional suffering that we call disappointment. But expectations can also be incredibly powerful. They can help you anticipate things, and they can be very utilitarian. Without expectations, we'd all be sort of a hot mess. And so let me give you some examples in this episode about that and talk about where you might want to have some very positive expectations in order to take your life to the next level. Now, again, you know, we hear a lot of things in spirituality or from Eastern philosophies about just releasing all expectation. But there's sort of danger and a really not a useful element to that too, in my opinion. And that is this. I mean, imagine if you got in your car and you didn't expect the brake to work, right? You just, every time you got in your car, you thought the brakes aren't gonna work. Well, you'd be paralyzed with fear. Without that anticipation that something is going to work, you're just not ever going to feel capable or feel confident in that thing. Expectations can give us confidence. It can say, you know what? I know this is going to happen. A lot of expertise. I mean, imagine being a medical doctor and not having the expectation about how the body works, and you're just kind of going in, well, let's see what happens. The expectation of your training, that things might turn out the way that they usually do, that gives us confidence in life. Now, if we always expect everything to be exactly as it is, well, that's where suffering can set in, because you and I both know, you know, sometimes people behave weird. Sometimes things go wrong, and we have to be sort of allowing with that. So how do we balance that, where expectations can be very utilitarian, but expectations can also hurt us if things go wrong? Well, let me side with one of those real quick. I deeply believe that expectations are powerful, positive, and if we use them well, we can control our destiny well. I mean, if you have no expectations, you're just setting your life up for some hurt. You know, for real. I mean, imagine, I mean, you look, if you go back into relationship with that person who hurt you last time and you don't expect that, hey, maybe there could be some trouble here, you're going to get hurt. If you go into a situation at work where you know people have, you know, made fun of you, hurt your feelings, made fun of your ideas, not supported your mission or your drive or your ambitions, well, you know, you have no ability to prepare. If we don't expect something, we have no ability to prepare. So our expectations can be very, very, very positive and very powerful. And here's three things I would say focus on. First, you should have positive, powerful expectations for yourself without being self-delusional. What do I mean? Well, you know what? I think a lot of people, they don't expect much from themselves. You know, they think, oh, I always mess up. Oh, I'm going to screw up. And by the way, that's an expectation. I'm going to screw up is an expectation. It's a negative expectation. I think those who get ahead in life have positive expectations for themselves. They say, you know what? I don't know how everything's gonna turn out, but I expect that I will bring my best. I expect that no matter what happens, I will figure things out. I would say, for me personally, that's the best expectation I've had in my life. If you said, Brendan, what's your number one belief that helped you become successful? It would be this. I believe in my ability to figure things out. I know that no matter what happens, no matter what I try, no matter what new opportunity I chase after in my life, I know I'm going to figure it out. It might take a while, it might be a struggle, but I will get the mentors, I will do the study, I will do the practice, I will do the rehearsal, I will do whatever is necessary to be successful at that. And do I fail? Yeah, I fail a lot of times. I expect failure. That's called expecting learning. And so I'm not attached to me being perfect all the time. That would be a negative expectation. My expectation is that no matter what happens, I will be resilient, I will figure it out, and I will make the next move towards progress and growth.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
The next expectation to have is to expect that most people are really great. They're supportive. They're inspiring people who just like you want to achieve their dreams, who just like you want to have deep, real, meaningful relationships, who just like you want to make a difference in this world, who want to leave their mark, who want to achieve great things and be good role models for others. We all want that, but it's easy to expect negative things from people today because, you know, we sort of expect what we see on a continual basis. And right now, a lot of people watch terrible television. They watch terrible news. They see things that, you know, are sensationalistic and just full of tripe and garbage all the time. And so if you're constantly seeing things that are negative, you start to expect negative things. It's why it's so important that you surround yourself with positive people who, similar to you, are seeking the best quality of life they can have. If you're not around a positive peer set, your job is not to sit there and blame your community. Sit there and be upset about it. Sit there and say, well, I'm a victim to my community. Your job is to go out and network and find positive people. If you don't have it, build it. Don't wait for luck to give it to you. Go seek powerful, positive, nurturing, supportive people out there. There's a lot of optimists in this world. How many of them are you around? How many visionaries do you talk to? See, I have the expectation of myself that I'm going to get around positive people. Because those positive people are going to help shape my outlook in life. And because they do that, I start to expect better things of life. And as we expect better things of life, that we all think, oh, that may lead to disappointment. No, you start to become a big antenna for the universe and for the world. And as you expect positive things, your eyes start to notice positive things. As your eyes start to notice positive things, an energy is set out into the world. And the world says, hey, look at this kid over here. He wants some good stuff. Let's deliver up some good stuff to this person. And so your expectations are attracting positive energy or sometimes negative energy. If you're always expecting things are going to go wrong, 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 and that's all you look for, that's all you'll see, that's all you feel, and that's likely all you'll give. Last piece, make sure you expect that positive things will happen in life. Have an outlook that says, you know what? I'm going to grow healthier. I'm going to grow wiser. I'm going to grow more intelligent. I'm going to grow more kind. Know and see that you will be growing into positive attributes in your life and that positive things will come into you. You need to start to trust in the abundance of the world. Does sometimes everything get in a takeaway? Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know my story, but when I wrote my first book and I first started trying to do this world of sharing my voice and my expertise and my advice and knowledge with the world, man, I failed miserably. You know, I went bankrupt. I was in a very tumultuous situation for years. I mean, I just didn't have any luck at it, it felt like. But sometimes with persistence comes luck. Sometimes with belief that things will turn out over a period of time, They do. You can't just sit there and hope. Again, you got to work for it. Remember, never forget that when you knock on the door of opportunity, that it is work who answers. Well, as you dream of new things, as you hope for good things to come into your life, you can also believe in yourself to figure things out. You can also believe in others to support you. You can also believe that with enough dedication, enough time, enough belief in yourself, enough work, that you will get there. Will there be disappointments along the way? Expect that. I expect that sometimes, you know, it's not gonna be great. But I know over the long term, I'm an optimist. I know over the long term, good things come to good people. I don't know over the long term that the universe keeps rewarding those people who, despite their fear, start marching towards their dreams. It's like the destiny turns its ear to those without fear. And so you believe in yourself. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before.
Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.